Epilogue. McAllister had forgotten about the personal decision he intended to make. It was so hard to think in this darkness. He opened his tired eyes and saw that he was poised moveless in black space. There was no earth under him. He was in a time where the planets did not yet exist. The darkness seemed to be waiting for some colossal event. Waiting for him. He had a sudden flash of understanding of what was going to happen. Wonder came then, and a realization of what his decision must be. Resignation to death. It was a strangely easy decision to make. He was so weary. Bittersweet remembrance came of the days in far-gone time and space, when he had lain half-dead on a battlefield of the middle 20th century, resigned to personal oblivion. Then he had thought that he must die so that others might live. The feeling now was the same, but stronger and on a much higher level. How it would be worked, he had no idea. But the seesaw would end in the very remote past, with the release of the stupendous temporal energy he had been accumulating with each of those monstrous swings. He would not witness, but he would aid in the formation of the planets. End of The Weapon Shops of Ishur by A.E. Van Vogt. Narrated by Bruce Hunty in the studios of the American Printing House for the Blind, Louisville, Kentucky, for the Library of Congress, August 1983. For special distribution as authorized by Act of Congress under Public Law 89-522, with the permission of the copyright holder and the publisher, Pocket Books, a Simon & Schuster division of Gulf & Western Corporation, 1230 Avenue of the Americas, New York, New York, 10020.
End of book.